Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning for the morning interview with Zeke Blackwell, who's the theater director at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Zeke, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So Zeke is joining me over Zoom, and we're here to talk about Young Performers Theater, which the season is just about getting ready to start. Let's start right there. When do classes start for Young Performers Theater?
Classes start September 7th, which is the Tuesday right after Labor Day. And I'm super excited to get back into making theater with young people here in Sitka.
So what kind of young people are you working with? I guess, meaning what age ranges? Tell us a little bit about the breakdown of what students might want to get involved.
Mm-hmm. So this fall, YPT has three classes that we are offering for students in grades 2 through 6. There is an acting class available where in that class we will be performing a musical, James and the Giant Peach Jr., adapted from the novel by Roald Dahl. For students in grades 7 through 12, there's an acting class where we will be performing the straight play based on Madeline Lingle's A Wrinkle in Time. For students grades 6 through 12, there is a tech theater class available where they will be learning technical skills in design and engineering and helping to support and create those two shows.
So the technical class will actually do both of the shows?
Yeah, they'll be helping backstage, building scenery and props, and then also running both of those shows the weekends that they perform.
Okay, great. Well, for students and families that maybe haven't been involved in the Young Performers Theater before, tell us a little bit about, I guess first, what are the classes like? What is it like to be a student in, say, an acting class?
Yeah. So the model this year is kind of a combination of last year during the pandemic when I wasn't able to do shows, I shifted my model a little bit and looked at just offering theater classes where we can learn about different ideas and topics in theater. And so we're going to be taking that idea and then also combining it with the way that this program has worked in years past, where we're rehearsing for a show. So this year we're going to be doing both in class. So for example, if you're a student in grades 2 through 6 and you think you might be interested in performing or acting, playing make-believe on stage, then you would join us this fall and you would have class regularly 3 times a week. You'd have class Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we would spend a lot of that time, especially in the first half of the semester, preparing for the musical that we're performing this fall. So we'll be learning the music for the show. We'll be learning some choreography, some dancing. We'll be learning who our characters are and how they think and how they behave and how they react to other people and figuring out how to best tell that story. And then we'll also be spending some time, mostly in the second half of the semester after the show is done, looking at other topics in theater. And that could be anything, especially based on what students are interested in. So I'm thinking about ideas of like looking at puppetry, looking at improvisation, looking at how to build characters, looking at how to create your own stories and perform them. Just a couple of ideas. We'll be playing make-believe. We'll be expressing ourselves, learning about emotions and learning about how to be a team on stage.
It sounds like a very enriching time. So I imagine that there are some listeners who are like, well, I want to get involved. This sounds great. How do they get involved?
Yeah. So you can go to our website, fineartscamp.org. And on the Young Performers Theater page, there's a lot more information there. There's an information packet for all three classes that will tell you a little bit more about exactly when all of those classes meet. And when classes don't meet, because there are some days where class will be canceled based on the school district schedule. But yes, so you can register online there. You can also call us at our office at 747-3085. Again, that's 747-3085. And you can ask me any questions about that you have about registration, you can also reach out to me directly at my email. That's Zeke, Z-E-K-E, at fineartscamp.org. And I'm happy to answer any questions. But yeah, it's just a one-time registration. And if you register for the class, you are guaranteed a part in the show. And classes will run starting, like I said, September 7th, all the way through December 17th. And we'll be doing a show partway through the semester.
And then you'll start again in the spring. So students will have a chance to, they can sign up in the semester for this semester, this fall semester. But we were talking before we came on the air about maybe people who sing or don't like to sing. But then, so there'll be another chance then in the spring semester to sort of go through this process again. And maybe if you don't like singing and you didn't want to sign up for this semester, tell us about that. You'll have the opportunity in the spring.
That's exactly right. Yes. So you're signing up for a semester at a time. So I would encourage everybody, especially if you feel a little nervous about singing, to go ahead and try it. We will be happy to support you and meet you wherever you're at and help you along your journey. But if singing is something that feels like a little bit too far out of your comfort range, you have an opportunity to do a non-musical in the spring. So the shows will be kind of flip-flopping. Like I said, this fall, our younger students will be performing a musical, James and the Giant Peach Jr., and our older students will be performing a play, A Wrinkle in Time. But next semester in the spring, our younger students will be performing a straight play with no music in it, and our older students will be performing a musical. And you can sign up for that semester in January.
Okay, great. Well, to me, it sounds like this is really for people who are interested in theater world, who want to explore make-believe, the human experience, the aspect behind the scenes. So it's not necessarily for someone who, you don't have to try out, for example, to be a part of this class. It's really about exploration and learning something new is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, there are no pre-requirements for any of the classes. If you sign up, all you have to do is sign up. And once you're signed up, you're guaranteed a part in the show. And that goes for the tech class as well. You know, you won't be cast in the show if you join the tech crew, but you will be a part of the show backstage behind the scenes. And you don't need any prior technical skills to join the class or any prior acting skills to join our classes. We're excited to meet anybody wherever they're at and explore with them.
That's very cool. Well, I do want to touch on the fact that you're teaching these classes through the pandemic, and part of how you came up with the setup for this year had to do with your experience teaching through the pandemic. Can you talk just a little bit about what that part will be like for listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are following the lead of the Sitka School District, and we're by and large using their COVID protocols, and that information is also on our website and in our information packets. So for example, that means that right now, while we're in the high alert level, we will be requiring masks in the classroom, and we'll be social distancing and doing a couple of, we'll be having hand sanitizer at the door and doing a couple of screening questions. And we are planning on doing a live performance, but we are aware that we are in a pandemic. So we'll be responsive to whatever the local situation looks like the weekends that we're performing the show, which A Wrinkle in Time will be performed at the end of October, October 29th through 31st, and James and the Giant Peach Jr. will be performed November 19th through 21st. So the Fine Arts Camp, we've done a couple of shows. We did a couple of shows in the spring, and we did a couple of shows over the summer too. So we know some things about how to do shows safely during this time and how to manage the audience and the performers to make sure that we can do things safely. And we'll be continuing to make sure that we're being safe and also doing our best to do live performance and make sure that we're not putting our lives on pause and that we're getting back to the things that really bring us joy and help, especially these young people, and give them opportunities to grow and express and be creative and make things the way that we used to.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Zeke, for coming in to talk a little bit about Young Performers Theater. Zeke Blackwell is the theater director for Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Thanks again, Zeke, for being here.
Thanks so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.